The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And it's time for Old Time Radio. We'll be listening to The Whistle, The Whistler, Double Cross, first aired in 1942.
I'm the Whistler.
You cops are going to be on the scene of a crime. Instead of coming in after it's all over, tonight I'm going to do a little exterminating.
CBS presents The Whistler.
The Whistler know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. And so I tell you tonight the story of the Double Cross. It is Christmas Eve in the big, lonely city of New York. Outside, the snow falls in huge floating flakes. Inside an apartment, young Joe Blake sits on the floor before a small Christmas tree with his 4-year-old nephew, Timmy. Joe's sister died 2 years ago, and for a while the child's father tried to look after Timmy. But being a detective lieutenant, the father, Steve, found it almost impossible. A year ago, young Joe had become involved with some hoodlums and would have gone to reform school but for Steve's intercession. Joe has kept out of trouble since then and has been living with Steve and taking care of the apartment and little Timmy.
When will Santa Claus come, Uncle Joe?
Well, I don't think he'll come until you go to sleep, Timmy.
How's he going to get in?
Well, he comes down the chimney.
What chimney?
I never thought of that. Well, maybe he comes through the window.
They're all locked, Uncle Joe.
Well, I'll open one after you go to bed, kid. He'll get in. Don't worry about that.
Open the biggest one.
The biggest one? Why?
Well, I saw Santa Claus, and he's fat. And a pony is big, too.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know about the pony, Timmy. Kind of scarce these days.
Huh?
Well, ponies are kind of extinct.
Well, I could keep my window open. No one would smell them.
Wouldn't you like to have a train just as well, if you don't get a pony, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Attaboy, Timmy. Well, you better go to bed now. It's after 11, and old Nick won't come unless he's sure you're asleep. How about it?
When is Daddy coming?
Oh, he'll be along soon. Come on, Timmy. You're going to turn in. There we are. Tucked in fine. Night, Timmy.
Don't forget to open the window.
I won't. I'll open them all.
Police calls on the other end of the dial, Joe.
Huh? Oh, hello, Steve. I didn't hear you come in.
Let me help you.
I wasn't looking for the police call.
No?
I just put Timmy to bed.
Why so late?
Oh, he wanted to see Santa Claus. He's going to be kind of disappointed in the morning.
How so?
Well, it's a pony.
Well, maybe you can buy him one, Joe.
Are you kidding?
No.
I don't get it. What's the matter with you, Steve? Something go wrong tonight?
Have you been here all evening?
Why, sure.
Haven't been out.
Don't I always stay with Timmy when you work late?
You didn't slip out for an hour or so while Timmy was asleep, huh?
No, why should I?
But you could have.
Sure I could, but I didn't.
Joe, when I got you out of that last scrape, I did it because I had a lot of faith in you and your promises.
I still don't get it.
I was the one who got you that relief job in that department store. I vouched for you.
Well, I know that. What about it?
Somebody opened the store's safe tonight. Somebody with slick fingers. Sensitive fingers like yours, Joe.
What? Why, I've been near the store since noon.
You sure?
Certainly. I'm not crazy. I've had my lesson.
I wish I could believe that.
I swear, I haven't been out of this house. Why should you try to pin anything like this on me just because I'm working there during the holiday season?
I'm not trying to pin anything on you. Just has all the earmarks of your abilities to open a safe.
That's not fair, Steve. I'm through with that kind of stuff. I got plans. I'm going to make something useful of myself.
You're sure you weren't out of this place?
I swear I wasn't, Steve. I swear it.
Okay. I'll take a chance on it. I'm not on the case, but I heard about it. Now, look, they'll start checking on all the records of guys like you, and they'll probably drop around to see you tomorrow.
I didn't leave the house, Steve. I didn't.
Okay, but you got to have an alibi.
Well, Timmy was here.
Timmy's a baby. He won't count.
Oh, hello, Steve.
Why, evening, Captain. Come on in.
Yeah.
You know my brother-in-law, Joe.
Yeah, I remember him.
What can I do for you? Sit down. I was just ready to turn in, but sitting around reading for a couple of hours. Kind of drowsy.
Yeah? How long you been here, Steve?
Oh, I got off duty at 8. Been home since 8:30. Why?
How long has Joe been here?
Oh, he was here when I came in. He's been here all evening.
Hasn't been out?
Certainly not. What are you getting at, Captain?
Joe's been working mornings at Shelby's department store, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, their safe was open tonight around 9:30. They closed at 7:30. I thought we'd check up on the boys with sensitive fingers.
Joe? Why, he hasn't been out of the house, I'll swear to that.
You will?
Certainly I will. Ah, Joe's through with that kind of stuff.
Yeah? Well, then how would you explain this, Steve?
Why, where'd you get that cigarette case?
Wait a minute. Let's see that.
Sure. We found it beside the safe.
Joe, this is the case your sister gave you a year before last. I had your name engraved on it.
Yeah, but how'd it get there? I've never been near this store safe.
No? Well, I suppose you just lost it somewhere.
When did you see that case last, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I had it this morning. As a matter of fact, I hadn't missed it.
Hmm. Do you expect me to believe that, Steve?
No.
Do you expect me to believe that you were here all evening?
No. You dirty little rat. You did pull that job.
No, I swear I didn't, Steve. I swear it.
You know what this means, Steve? You haven't been here all evening. You're lying. You're trying to furnish an alibi for Joe. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I know what it means. Sneaking little crook, I believed in him. Get him out of here. Get him out before I break his neck.
Steve, please, listen.
There'll be a hearing about you, Steve, in the morning.
But Joe can't explain how his cigarette case happened to be near the safe. He remembers having lunch with a few of the old gang. Maybe it disappeared then, but nothing can be proved. So Joe is convicted and sent to prison for 2 years. Steve is discharged from the police force and goes into seclusion, his heart filled with bitter hatred for Joe. 2 years pass, and Joe is released, determined to make a success of his life regardless of his past. Steve has disappeared, but Joe meets Della Kenton, daughter of wealthy John Kenton. Della persuades her father to engage Joe as his secretary.
Guess who, darling?
Huh? Why, I can't imagine. But if I could, I'd guess it was Della.
Well, you'd guess right. Are you going to type all day, Joseph?
No, not all day, darling. I'll be through in a few minutes.
I've got a message for you. I knew you were busy, so I answered the phone. It was a man, thank heaven. And he said to tell you that he'd located your friend Steve.
What? Did you get the address?
Yes, darling, but don't get so excited. Here it is. 454 East 17th Street. That's certainly a dilapidated part of town. Whom do you know who lives there?
A fellow I used to know. I've been trying to locate him for 2 years. Well, it is a sort of a cheap locality, isn't it?
May I go with you?
Oh, darling, I'd rather you didn't. I won't be gone long.
Well, I hope not. And don't forget, Father is arriving on the midnight train and he expects us to meet him.
Yeah, I remember. I'll be back soon.
All right, darling. I'll be ready.
So long, Della.
Just a moment. Haven't you forgotten something?
Have I? What?
Are you a married man?
Certainly not. That is, not yet.
Well, then don't act so much like one. Come back here and kiss me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Della, darling. I was so excited I forgot. Bye, dear.
That's better. Now you can go. Go on.
I won't be gone, Mom.
I hope not, because I want to talk to you about Christmas.
Christmas?
Yes. We're going to give a Christmas party, and I want you to help me.
Yes, of course, darling. I won't be long. Well, how are you, baby?
Huh? What do you want?
Why, Timmy, don't you remember me? It's your Uncle Joe. Oh, gee, it's good to see you.
Uncle Joe? Gee, Uncle Joe.
By golly, I've been looking for you and your dad ever since, well, for over a year. Where's your dad?
I don't know. Someplace, I guess.
Yeah? How long you been in this place?
Oh, a long time.
What's Steve doing?
I don't know.
It's almost Christmas again, Timmy. Remember that last Christmas when you wanted a pony? What would you like to have most this Christmas? Huh? How'd you like a bicycle or a pair of skates? Or... Hey, what's wrong, Timmy? Well, you're crying.
I'd like to have a bicycle,
Say, what are you doing in bed at this time of the afternoon?
I couldn't ride a bicycle.
Timmy, what is it? Tell me, baby.
I don't know, Uncle Joe. I just can't walk.
When did this happen?
Last summer. First my foot wouldn't work, then my leg wouldn't work, and...
Oh, Timmy.
But I'll be all right pretty soon. As soon as Pop gets the money for the operation.
Of course you will, Timmy. You'll be all right in no time at all. Well, that must be Steve now. I'll close your door for a minute, Timmy. I want to talk to Steve.
You'll come back, Uncle Joe?
Yeah, I'll be back a lot now. Hello, Steve.
What are you doing here? Who let you in?
I walked in. Door was open.
Well, it's still open. Get out.
I've been looking for you ever since I got out.
What for?
I wanted to explain things. I'm sorry about what happened to you, Steve.
I don't want any explanations.
Hey, what's wrong with Timmy?
Are you going?
You look like you'd been drinking a lot, Steve.
So what?
You wouldn't be living in a place like this if you were working.
I'm getting by all right.
What about Timmy's operation? Can you take care of that?
I will.
Well, maybe I could help, Steve.
Why, you thieving little rat. I wouldn't take anything from you if Timmy and I both starved to death.
Don't be a fool, Steve. I haven't got anything, but I may be able to raise some money.
How? Open another safe? Now get out of here before I throw you out.
You're drunk, Steve.
I'm not drunk and I don't need you. Get out!
Okay, Steve. Okay, I'll go. But if you don't care about Timmy, I do.
Now look, Timmy's got to be operated on within 30 days. It'll take $2,000, maybe more, and I'll get it. I won't steal it the way you would. And I'll get it. Now get out of here before I brain you.
So long, Steve. I'll be seeing you.
Dusk has descended as Joe leaves the cheap apartment and drives to the palatial estate of his fiancée, Della. He has decided to ask Della's father to lend him the $2,000. As he turns into the drive, a man steps out from beside the gate and stands before his car.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you, Joe.
Who are you?
Freddie Elsage. You remember me, Joe.
What do you want, Freddie?
Mike Slavage wants to have a little gab fest with you.
Mike Slavage? Where is he?
Turn out your lights and turn off your motor.
What are you doing here?
Mike will tell you.
Hiya, Joe. How you doing?
What are you doing around here, Mike?
I want to talk to you. Mind if I get in? You've been doing all right since you got out, haven't you, Joe?
Well enough.
I'll say. Living in this big joint, engaged to old man Kenton's daughter. That's what I call climbing. You're the old man's secretary, ain't you?
Yeah, get to the point.
Old man Kenton's got a safe in that house. It's got a lot of rocks in it.
What about it?
We thought you might help us get them. You know the combination of the safe.
You're crazy. I wouldn't think of it.
We could change your mind. Couldn't we, Freddie?
Yeah, more ways than one.
Get out of this car.
You don't scare, eh, Joe?
No.
Well, we mean business. If that don't scare you, maybe something else will.
You think so?
We know a quiet little spot. And no one would find you for weeks, if ever.
Well, a real gun. Shoulder holster and everything. You've come a long way since we were kids, Mike. Started out with cap pistols, and now the real thing.
Yep. All you do is squeeze it. It squirts lead instead of water.
How far do you think you'd get if you did squeeze it?
We've never been pinched yet. No record. No fingerprints. No nothing.
First time for everything, huh? Cigarette, Mike?
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Oh. Get a load of the cigarette case, Freddie. Joseph from Della. Fancy stuff. Well, how about it, Joe?
Well, looks like I'm stuck. I think you guys mean business. What's your plan?
Old man Kenton's out of town. We walk in with you, you open the safe, take the rocks, and we all leave.
All leave?
We'll take you with us. We'll hide out for a day soon until they start looking for you. You'll be accused, you know.
Now, wait a minute.
Come on, get going, Joe. Out of that car and up the drive.